The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S.O.S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show.
Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Shad Olson Show.
Shad Olson Show.
Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Victoria today holding a funeral for the future. Protesters marched from Centennial Square to the legislature in what they called a funeral procession. This event comes after the COP26 climate change conference, and protesters say the talks fell short. With this funeral for the future, Extinction Rebellion Vancouver Island hopes to bring attention to the climate emergency and are calling on the government to act on it now.
We're in deep, deep doo-doo, and they've been telling us, the leading experts, for over 40 years. This is what we're come to. The next stage after this is there are going to be pipelines blown up if our leaders don't pay attention to what's going on.
We need a declaration of a climate emergency by this NDP government, and we need them to begin to act with the reality of that emergency. We need changes in policy. No more investment in fossil fuel infrastructure.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough simply for the communist regimes around the world to start killing the business climate and the business atmosphere necessary by using their policies and strictures to defeat and destroy the necessities of life. It's not enough for the leaders like Joe Biden to be shutting off pipelines in the United States, even as they approve pipelines in all places like Russia and Ukraine. And maybe little son Hunter gets his jollies by being on the board of fossil fuel heavy corporations and industries and being able to money grub and get his mitts on largesse and graft and greed and all the rest of it, thanks to Daddy's toilet paper coattails, which we hear by the day are getting more and more soiled. Poor Joe Biden is not just mentally incompetent. He apparently is full-blown incontinent at this point as well. That's another topic for another time. But you hear these climate zombie insaniacs rallying in the nation of Canada couple of days ago, and David Suzuki, acolyte of the climate change religion, coming out and openly calling for the blowing up of pipelines and of refineries and of fossil fuel infrastructure because these Marxist, communist, collectivist authoritarians are not going to rest until humanity is plunged into a road warrior scenario artificially. And then, of course, they're going to blame it on the fact that climate change has, quote-unquote, ravaged the earth. You think of the despicable dichotomy that's represented by these people who willingly starve the third world because they're so interested in their policy masturbation. And if you're going to put climate limitations and carbon limitations and carbon taxation on the developed first world, but not on China and India and the largest polluters on the planet, you're not truly interested in the carbon output of the planet. Even if that were a goal, please understand what I'm saying. Even if it were a necessary scientific objective to limit the amount of plant food that's in circulation in the atmosphere. Realizing as we do that we are all carbon-based life forms and that carbohydrates are the start of the food cycle. That carbon-based life forms require the transformative capability of the biosphere to take carbon, raw carbon, assemble it into usable carbohydrate substrates for the consumption by both animal and the rest of the animal kingdom, humans included. This is the nature of the life cycle in this Mother Earth Gaia sphere. Back when I was in school, I attended Catholic high school, and one of the theories that was floating around in the late 1980s, early 1990s, was the Gaia theory, and that was that Mother Earth is so intricately and intelligently assembled so as to be able to self-regulate. It was a closed-loop heat engine that was self-regulating and had the capability and capacity to be able to regulate the temperature, the surface temperature, in much the same way the body maintains what we know as homeostasis. You remember that term from eighth grade biology? In much the same way the body maintains homeostatic equilibrium through minute changes and adjustments on both a cellular and organ and macrobiological level, the Earth, it was told and it was taught, is capable of regulating changes and the balance of things, the processes on the planet that we know as carbon and we know as the heating and the climate of the planet. The planet itself is constructed in such a way that it regulates and self-regulates those changes in living conditions, and it does it automatically. And it has done it observably, demonstrably, and scientifically measurable ways over the course of the existence of the planet. Ice coring samples show the Holocene period and various portions of the record with much, much higher CO2 levels than what we're seeing at present. And oh, by the way, at about 150 parts per million atmospheric carbon dioxide, plant life is an impossibility. So by reducing carbon emissions, what we're in effect doing is we're shutting off this circulatory loop where we produce atmospheric carbon dioxide, which actually facilitates the cyclical transformation and the transference of carbon from the soil, from the geologic strata into the atmosphere, and makes it usable by plant life and injects it into the start and the rudiments of the food chain on planet Earth. That is part of the biosphere. You might even argue that human beings are part of the Gaia theory in the regulation of that self-regulating feedback loop that governs climate on the planet. And to listen to these zombies professing their religion and then David Suzuki giving tacit moral cover to acts of eco-terrorism, absolute terrorist violence against the infrastructure that is responsible for the sustenance of civilization. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a genius, although it helps, to be able to prognosticate what it is that's coming, and that is a full-scale onslaught against fossil fuel infrastructure around the planet, not just on a policy level, but by individuals, eco-terrorists around the world. This is the clarion call. This is they use the terminology all the time, but this is the dog whistle for the eco-terrorists to descend and begin destroying the infrastructure required for the basic sustenance of human life on the planet. It's such a dichotomy and such an ignoramus irony to realize the tenuous thread by which human existence has been carved out over the millennia. You think about the hard scrabble living conditions of people who scrape their existence off of the plains of the Midwest of my birth in the United States. Think about what homesteaders went through, literally sitting and spending hours every single winter day compressing and weaving prairie grasses into darning balls that could be thrown into the fire, into the potbelly stoves, in order to keep from freezing to death over the winter. You think of the tenuous thread by which human existence and survival has hung throughout the millennia on planet Earth. Now suddenly we're so arrogant and we're so spoiled and so stupid. Stupidest generation in human history is bought off on this lie that we can reduce and we can end fossil fuel on the planet, and somehow it's all going to be replaceable by windmills and solar panels, and that there isn't going to be nary a blip in the cost of living that's going to starve anybody or cause hardship and death around the planet. They've been so thoroughly indoctrinated, they believe hardship and death for humanity is the price that we should rightfully pay for having ever extracted fossil fuel from the geological strata and used it to power innovation and the rising human condition over the centuries in the modern industrial era. Public education has literally inflicted this mental illness on the population, and it is going to be the death of humanity if we're not able to bridle it and temper it with the realities, the physical reality. If they taught physics in public school, kids might know that 95% of all the energy produced on the planet is fossil fuel energy. There's a reason that we use it. It's because it's so concentrated from an energy contents point. The number of BTUs that are contained in fossil fuels are what facilitate the cheap energy model, the cheap food model, and the creature comforts and industrial advancement that we've enjoyed in the 20th and 21st centuries. This is what has transformed human existence from something that was nasty, brutish, and short back during the coal era when everybody was burning anthracite in their hearths to keep from starving to death and freezing to death back in the 17th and 18th centuries. This is the difference in the modern technological world. There is no modern digital age without fossil fuels, and anybody who believes otherwise is an idiot not worthy of conversation. But we don't teach these things in public school because they're trying to destroy the capitalist model and they want global totalitarian autocracy, and they're going to get it by using and guilting everybody on two questions, race and climate. The same low-level intellects are buying into the lies on both of those topics. But let's listen to David Suzuki once again calling for eco-terrorism, the blowing up of pipelines and the destruction of fossil fuels on a planetary basis, something that can only lead to a mass starvation, extinction-level event on a planetary basis. Because there aren't enough exploding windmills and dormant snow-covered solar panels to keep us all alive in the meantime. But these idiots don't know anything about physics, and so they're ready to run us off of Greta Thunberg's cliff because they're so stupid. Let's listen to that clip again. David Suzuki threatening and promising tacit moral cover for anybody who engages in eco-terrorism and blowing up pipelines around the world. Insane morons are going to be the death of the human race.
Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Victoria today holding a funeral for the future. Protesters marched from Centennial Square to the legislature in what they called a funeral procession. This event comes after the COP26 climate change conference, and protesters say the talks fell short. With this funeral for the future, Extinction Rebellion Vancouver Island hopes to bring attention to the climate emergency and are calling on the government to act on it now.
We're in deep, deep doo-doo, and they've been telling us, the leading experts, for over 40 years. This is what we're come to. The next stage after this is there going to be pipelines blown up if our leaders don't pay attention to what's going on.
We need a declaration of a climate emergency by this NDP government, and we need them to begin to act with the reality of that emergency. We need changes in policy. No more investment in fossil fuel infrastructure.
Yeah, and you see the idiot signs at that protest right there. Capitalism has ruined the biosphere, says one sign. Correction, ignoramus. Capitalism is the only system on the planet that gives you the luxury and the excess wealth, the surplus wealth, to even sit around and have these pontificant postulate engagements in sophistry about topics like how humanity is so omnipotent and omniscient that we are the leading impact on the global climate. That's a level of arrogance that could only be birthed by the most narcissistic and stupefyingly obtuse generation in human history. God help us, these idiots are going to be the death of the 5,000-year leap that dragged us out of the Stone Age into the space age and the digital era beyond. These are idiots, and they've been made idiots on purpose for the destruction of humanity and the depopulation of common folk from the planet so that the Elysium elites are able to have this game preserve all to their lonesome selves. That is the agenda. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail, and they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Chad Olson. I mean, because yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This was their Hail Mary for the end zone to try to get Donald Trump out of office. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around the country having to campaign against 2.8% unemployment? And a GDP growth rate of 4.5%,
Yeah. Absolutely
an impossibility. The Chinese and the deep state collaborated, and they absolutely made it happen.
And it's just now coming out such that congressmen, representatives and senators, they're all talking about it. Gain of function research. You mentioned that over and over.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.